الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أحب الكلام إلى الله أربع سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says that the most beloved words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are four. The most beloved sentences, the most beloved statements to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are four. Number one, Subhanallah. Number two, Alhamdulillah. Number three, La ilaha illallah. And number four, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. These four statements, these four sentences are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because these four sentences are declaration of the four stages of divinity. The first stage is Subhanallah, the second stage is Alhamdulillah, the third stage is Allahu Akbar, and the fourth stage is La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and free from every fault. Subhanallah. So may Allah be glorified because He is pure from every fault. He is pure from every fault. He is free from every fault. He is immune from every fault. No fault can be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is perfect. Alhamdulillah, all praises be to Allah. Why? Because He possesses all the excellences. There is not a single excellence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not possess. So as far as faults are concerned, He is totally free from faults. And as far as excellences are concerned, there is not a single excellence which He does not possess. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from every fault and He possesses all the excellences, then He has to be Allahu Akbar. He has to be the greatest. So he is free from every fault, and the excellence that he possesses, every excellence reaches its highest degree. So no one can match Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge. That is his sifat. He is alim. He has knowledge. We also have knowledge. The angels also have knowledge. But we fall short of reaching that highest peak of knowledge. So a person may have 99% knowledge, another may have 80%, another may have 30%. Nobody can claim that I have 100% knowledge, knowledge of everything. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has complete knowledge, absolute knowledge. So in every excellence, he is the embodiment of all excellences, and every excellence reaches to its highest degree. So he is Allahu Akbar, he is the greatest. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free and immune from every fault, and he is the embodiment of all excellences to their highest degree, and he is the greatest, then he has to be the one and only. So the heart will automatically proclaim, La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except you, because you are the greatest. Nobody can match you, because there is not a single individual other than you who is perfect like you, who is the embodiment of excellences like you, who is the greatest. So nobody can match you, and if nobody can match you, then it is only you who deserves to be the deity. So subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha. These are the four stages of divinity. A being cannot be divine without having these four qualities. So these words are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These sentences, these statements are very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they declare these stages of divinity. And when a person reads these four statements excessively, then the belief in the four stages of divinity will embed in his heart firmly. So the more one recites these four statements, the more his belief will increase in the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the excellences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La an aqula subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. My saying Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, ahabbu ilayya, is more beloved to me, mimma talat alayhi shamsu, than anything. It is more beloved to me than everything upon which the sun has risen. That means it is more beloved to me than the whole universe. So my friends, let us go here with some resolutions. Resolution number one, we will try to recite this kalima, these statements, excessively. And the minimum will be 100 times in 24 hours. Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Minimum 100 times. If we can increase it to 200 times, 300 times, 400 times, alhamdulillah. And especially during these days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has instructed us to read these four statements excessively. Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read this excessively. And you can read these four statements in any order. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu akbar. So we will recite minimum 100 times daily. During these days we will increase it. And after every salat, we will read the Tasbih-e-Fatimi. Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. So Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Allah is pure. Alhamdulillah, Allah is the embodiment of all excellencies. And Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. In Tasbih-e-Fatimi, you don't recite La ilaha illallah. Why? Because this automatically means La ilaha illallah. You say 33 times, Allah is pure, Allah is pure, Allah is pure, Allah is free of faults. And then 33 times you say that Allah is the embodiment of excellencies, Allah is the embodiment of excellencies. And then 34 times you say, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. So it automatically means La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. But in another narration, we find a different method of Tasbih-e-Fatimi. That is 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Allahu Akbar. So 33, 33, 33, 99. And the 100th time you say, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So 33 times tanzih, Subhanallah. And 33 times tanweeh, Alhamdulillah. And 33 times takbir, Allahu Akbar. And once, Tahleel, Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. After every salat, Tasbih-e-Fatimi. And before going to sleep, Tasbih-e-Fatimi. So inshallah, from today, after every salat, whether after fard salat or after completing the sunan and nawafil, we will read Tasbih-e-Fatimi. Before going to sleep, inshallah, we will read Tasbih-e-Fatimi. And we will try to read the third kalima at least 100 times daily. At least 100 times daily. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam said to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him during the night of Mi'raj, that when you return to your ummah, convey my salam to your ummah. Alayhi wa ala nabiyyana as-salatu was-salam. What a great honor for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Khalilullah is conveying his salam. Convey my salam. And tell them that Jannah is a barren land. If you want to plant trees in Jannah, then recite the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. If you recite Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allah will plant one tree for you in the garden of Jannah. The more you recite, the bigger the garden. And the bigger the garden, the bigger the mansion. And inshallah, a time will come when after we die, Allah will grant us entry into Jannah, in that mansion and in that garden. So hold fast to these tasbihat inshallah. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We are passing through the